here this morning and to be able to share God's word. I must admit, I'm a little confused, but God understands what you're doing. Because I'm sure this morning that what I have to say was what God wanted me to say. And the congregation that I've got this morning is not the congregation that I would have expected to have. You'll understand that when I tell you what I'm going to talk about. Last time we were here, Mark talked about love. Because we were coming for Valentine's Day. This morning, I want to talk about grace. I want to talk about God's grace. Now, the Word of God gives us lots and lots of illustrations of God's grace.
Yeah.
We're all familiar with love because it's an emotion that we all feel. It's an emotion that we can understand.
Yeah.
But something that we perhaps don't fully understand is grace. Now, it's been described as the unmerited favour of God. But what does that mean? Well, as I was saying, there are quite a number of incidents in God's Word that actually illustrate what this grace is all about and how this great grace operates. And one of those incidents is found in John chapter 8. I'm not going to read it over because it's a familiar incident. It's the incident where Jesus was preaching and the Pharisees brought to him a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. And they wanted to do two things: to embarrass the woman, and they wanted to trip Jesus up. They wanted to see how he would react. They said quite blatantly, quite openly, "Here we have a woman who was taken in adultery. Now, according to the law of Moses, we are commanded to stone her. What do you say?" And strangely, Jesus was never rude or discourteous, and yet, strangely, Jesus knelt down and started to write in the sand. And they persisted with their inquiry and said, what do you say? What is your opinion of this situation? And Jesus stood up and he looked around at this congregation and he says, "Let him among you who is without sin cast the first stone." And then he knelt down again and started to write in the sand. And the Bible says that they all started to go away, from the oldest to the youngest, until only Jesus and the woman was left. And when that had happened, Jesus stood up and he said to the woman, "Where are your accusers?" And of course there were none. And Jesus turned round to her and said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way and sin no more." I want to take you back a few minutes in that woman's life. She had been embarrassed. She'd been caught in the act of sin. She had been publicly humiliated and she'd been dragged before Jesus, who was and who is God's Son. The law that she had broken was the law of Moses. The law of Moses was given to him by God, and she was standing in front of God. So in effect, it was his law she had broken. So there wasn't much going for this woman. And had it not been for God's grace, then the end of this situation would have been far more disastrous for her. For she was, in fact, under sentence of death. But instead, she now went free. Why? Because the Son of God did not come to condemn, but through the grace of God he came to redeem. And so this woman's situation was completely transformed, but not only her situation. Just think of all those that had been lusting for blood, that had wanted to stone her to death. If you're not sure, if you don't think that this was just a ploy, what did Jesus say? He said, "Let the one among you that is without sin cast the first stone." So they were deadly intent on killing her. So from being under sentence of death, she was set free. And that's a perfect illustration of God's grace. Now, God's grace is an enormous subject. In fact, the Word of God tells us that it will be all of the ages to come that we will need to understand the riches of His grace to us all in Christ Jesus. So this morning, for the last few moments of what I have to say, I want to take that word grace And I want to use each syllable of the word to remind us of something that is important about this word. I want to take the first odd syllables first, the G, the A, and the E, and then I want to look at the two even syllables, the R and the C. So the odd ones, the G, well, that reminds us and tells us immediately that grace is God's gift. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So the most important thing that we need to understand this morning, and I'm sure we all know, is that grace is God's gift. The second of the odd syllables is A. And this grace, I want to say this morning, is always available. This grace is there whenever we need it, for whatever we need it for. I can remember before I became a Christian, I had heard the gospel, and it had caused me to think about my life and whether or not Christ had a claim on my life. And I can remember going along to several services and listening to the gospel, reading the Bible and asking questions. And when I came to the decision to commit my life to Christ, I was going to a meeting and I thought, well, when the appeal's given, I'll just go out to the front and they'll pray for me. And the meeting went on and the meeting ended and there was no appeal. And I was in a panic, I didn't know what to do. I wanted to give my life to Jesus and nobody had invited me, did they? And the guy that was initially, had an initial influence in bringing me to church, realized there was something wrong. He said, what's the matter, John? He said, well, I wanted to give my life to Jesus and there'd been no appeal. He said, you don't need an appeal. You want to give your life to Jesus, you can give your life to Jesus here and now. You don't even have to be in a church. And I knelt down with Ron and I gave my life to the Lord. And my own son, we were on holiday in our little mobile home caravan when we had one at that time. And he decided that even though his parents were Christians, for him to become a Christian, he had to commit his life to Christ. And so in our little caravan, we knelt together and he prayed the sinner's prayer. Grace, this grace is always available. There was a slogan, wasn't there, some time ago, anytime, any place, anywhere. Well, God's grace is available to us, anytime, any place, anywhere. And then the E. Well, this grace is extended to everyone. Jesus said to Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and whosoever means anyone and everyone. And this morning, that grace, the grace of God, is extended to everyone. There is no one that is excluded. There is no one that can say, I was not able to benefit from God's gift of grace, because it is extended to everyone. And so then, the R and the C. Well, the R reminds us that this grace has a particular purpose. It's to restore relationship. It's to restore our relationship to God this morning. It has done. But it's more than that. It maintains that relationship. Roger, last week in church, reminded us of that chorus. Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. Not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence you call us. You call us to come. Into your presence you draw us. And now by your grace we come. So that grace is there to restore our relationship with God and make it possible for us to have fellowship. And finally, how is it that we access this grace? How is it possible that we could have access to such a great gift? Well, the sea reminds us that it's because of Calvary's cross. And this morning, because of the sacrifice that we will remember once again in a few weeks' time at Easter, God's grace is extended to us. That gift came to us through grace, and because of Calvary. John Newton spent most of his life dealing in human tragedy as a slave trader. And he saw day after day after day these individuals shackled with no control over what was happening to them. And then he realized that he was exactly the same to sin. And when he recognized that God's grace was extended even to him, because he could write those words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me." So this morning, I don't know why it was that God had me say this, but it was as good to be reminded of the marvelous nature of the grace that God has given us through Christ. Amen.